This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Monique Coppola, and here are today's top local stories. With rumors getting louder by the day that Mayor Adams was considering dropping out of the race, he stood outside Gracie Mansion Friday afternoon to say it's not happening.
The mayor spoke as if to say to New Yorkers, it's you and me versus them.
I have two spoiled brats running for mayor. They were born with silver spoons in their mouths, not like working class New Yorkers. I'm a working class New Yorker. They are not like us.
He also called Cuomo a liar and a snake. But Adams isn't tuning out the haters.
I hear the polls, I hear the comments, I hear the pundits, but those are the same polls that stated 8 weeks out that Andrew Cuomo was up by 36 points.
There was almost a plea for support in his voice.
This is such a pivotal and important period, and we have to get it right.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Gracie Mansion.
Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani is now telling supporters to stop sending financial contributions because he's hit the city campaign finance limit, $8 million. He is instead asking supporters to consider donating their time. Mayor Adams has about $4 million in his campaign account. Curtis Sliwa, $3.4 million. Andrew Cuomo only has about $1.5 million in his campaign account. But the billionaire-funded super PAC that's been supporting him has $25 million to spend. On negative ads, it is not subject to the matching fund rules. Marked Jersey City police cruisers came under fire Friday on Kennedy Boulevard on the west side. State Attorney General Matt Platkin's office says the shooter was fatally wounded.
Four Jersey City police officers were driving around in marked vehicles on Kennedy Boulevard when all of a sudden shots were fired, striking both of their vehicles. A man who lives nearby heard the shots.
Chaos. People went in.
The Jersey City mayor's office says one of the sergeants got out of the vehicle and engaged the gunman. It's unclear whether or not the suspect was shot at, but we do know this alleged gunman is in the hospital. We also know there were no injuries to any of the civilians or the four police officers that were in these cars that were being fired at. Detectives are continuing to investigate the Jersey City area near Kennedy Boulevard and Clinton Avenue. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jersey City.
A new indictment after cocaine was seized from a home in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn. 9 kilos of coke hidden inside 45 cigar boxes with false bottoms. Special narcotics prosecutor Bridget Brennan says Jose Leonardo is charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance with a second defendant named Yankee Heel. It's not clear yet where the suspects were planning to distribute the drugs, carrying a street value of up to $300,000.
We are seeing greater cocaine production. We're seeing more cocaine coming out of Central and South America. And we will be very alert to this, and we're going to be on the lookout for it because cocaine has caused great tragedy in New York City before. And we know how problematic it can be.
The DEA, NYPD, and state police are involved in the coordinated bust. COVID vaccines will remain available without a prescription in the Empire State.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul signing a new executive order on vaccines.
To allow
pharmacists to be able to administer COVID shots for the next 30 days. We can renew this every 30 days.
It comes as pharmacies now say access to the shots may vary state by state amid uncertainty around federal regulations. CVS, in a statement, says it's now moving to make COVID vaccines available at all of its New York pharmacies.
New York's Restaurant Week just ended, but now there's something new. The city's first ever curbside dining week is underway.
Participating restaurants in all five boroughs are offering exclusive discounts and promotions.
We are offering the first round of beers on the house. It doesn't matter how many, the size of the table, you know, say it's 10. The first round is on us.
Here at the Grand Feast on the Upper West Side, where manager Ishmael Flores said customers love their sidewalk setup.
Yeah, you know, you're enjoying the view. Even if it's just cars passing by, you know, it's still something.
The week was organized by the nonprofit Open Plans, who has been advocating for pedestrian-friendly streetscapes that encourage year-round outdoor dining. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. On the Upper West Side.
A list of participating restaurants can be found on the Open Plans website.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.